welcome to another edition of Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. We certainly are thankful of your loyalty to the program, and we encourage you to check out our website, jjthegolfguy.com, proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. We are only a few weeks away from the Masters at Augusta, and let me tell you, not only myself, but several of our listeners are constantly emailing, telling us that they have the itch and are getting set. They're getting ready to pull out those clubs and start swinging. Later on in the program, Chris Walling, Director of Marketing for Callaway Golf Canada, will join us, and we will also hear from Greg Seemungle, of course, our swing coach, live from his living room. But first, we had the opportunity to get a few minutes with an avid golfer, an avid politician. He's John Tory, leader of the Ontario Conservative Party. And the first question we had for John was, who can hit the ball further, yourself, the Liberals' Dalton McGuinty, or NDP's Howard Hampton?
Well, the trouble with me is I probably could hit a golf ball as far or further than Dalton McGuinty, but I'm not sure where it would end up because it doesn't always go straight. I don't have a slice anymore. What I have is a pull now. I got one of these new tailor-made drivers about 3 or 4 years ago, and what it does is it does allow me to hit the ball a long way, but I occasionally pull it left, and when I say left, I'm talking about sort of like you almost have to look behind you to see where it ends up sometimes, but I think I could out-hit him. It's just a matter of whether you're measured going forward and in a straight line.
Now, Howard's pretty proficient at hockey. Usually hockey players have good hands on the golf course. Would he be any concern to you?
Well, yes, he is a good hockey player. He played college hockey at the U of T. We've talked about that before. He still plays hockey. I tried to play hockey the last time about 10 years ago, and my ankles were so weak because I hadn't played for so long that I could barely stand up. It was an embarrassment. I looked worse than one of those kids that's trying to learn how to skate. So I think maybe Mr. Hampton would have the edge, given that he's a current hockey player, and so I'd have to keep an eye out for him. There's no question about that.
John Tory, our guest on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. A couple more quick questions. Favorite golf courses in Ontario, if you were to rank them, maybe the top three?
Well, I love the course here in Belleville, the new one that's called
Black Bear Ridge.
Yep. I love that course. It's I know the man well who put it together, Brian McGee. There's a wonderful course in Thunder Bay called Wildfire, which is fabulous, put together again by a local guy who invested a lot of his own money and I guess a few of his friends, and it's beautiful. I mean, the thing about both the Black Bear Ridge and about Wildfire is they're beautiful golf courses. They're scenic. Black Bear Ridge, of course, has the famous, it really is famous in Ontario, the par 6. Mm-hmm. It's the only one, I think, in Ontario, maybe one of the only ones in North America. Something around Toronto, Angus Glen, I like. It's not as scenic as Black Bear Ridge or Wildfire, but it's challenging, and it's a nice course. There's two there. I like the South course better than the North, so those would be three that I like. You know what, though? I now host probably 10, 12 golf tournaments a year for fundraising purposes. They don't let me play anymore. I stand on one hole and either drive like the same hole 40 times, or I just stand there and have my picture taken. I don't get to play anymore. I protest this vigorously, and I want to register that protest with all of your listeners and hope they can write in and say, free John Tory and let him play golf.
Final question for John Tory on the golf show. Looking over your campaign promises, any section or any thought to tax breaks for golf course members, possibly because we're promoting healthiness and getting fresh air?
No, I'm not trying to go around and make promises that sound good to people and make me sort of popular just because they're going to be happy to have it. Now, there is this fitness tax credit thing, and I heard them saying that golf doesn't qualify, and I thought that probably wasn't right because when you play golf, you're walking, say, 6,000 yards, and that's a better part of a mile, and so that is exercise we should be promoting people to have. But having said that, I wish I could make that promise to you, but I'm not going to do that because the listeners who will not want me to take more of their taxes to pay for it. They'd rather have that money to pay their greens fees and buy a few sleeves of golf balls.
Thank you very much, John.
This is John Tory, leader of the Ontario PC Party, and you're listening to Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work. But not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on, unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.